In Alabama, a monument to the Ten Commandments has been moved from the rotunda of the state Supreme Court. The relocation came more than 2 years after a newly elected justice to the court, Roy Moore, installed it there. Hundreds of demonstrators had been camped outside for a week to protest the monument's move to a back room in the courthouse. Melanie Peoples reports from Montgomery.
Even though they knew it would most likely come to this, the faithful who had spent the last week showing their support for the Ten Commandments and Judge Roy Moore were disheartened when it finally happened.
Forgive us, O God.
They got down on their hands and knees, prayed, and then lay down on the concrete plaza.
Create in me a clean heart, O God.
Slowly, the crowd joined in. It was the kind of peaceful protest that characterized this demonstration for a week. Robert Reed is a minister from Mobile who'd been here for 8 days.
I believe the Ten Commandments, first of all, are the foundation of our society. All of our laws are built upon that. And I'm talking about we're dealing with abortion issue, and because we've forgotten those laws and they're not in our hearts.
It took workmen more than an hour to move the 2.5-ton granite monument out of public view. Supporters say moving the monument violates their freedom of expression of religion. A federal judge and appeals court saw it differently, ruling the monument's presence in the state building violated the Constitution's ban on government promotion of religion. Moore defied them both, as well as Alabama officials. Barry Lynn is a minister and an attorney for Americans United for Separation of Church and State, one of the organizations that filed the lawsuit to remove the monument.
I think the rule of law has been upheld, and that's always what this has been about.
So far, Judge Moore hasn't commented, but has said he will file an appeal to the United States Supreme Court. For NPR News, I'm Melanie Peoples in Montgomery, Alabama.